Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast, The Transformation Blueprint. I'm your host, Mohammed Faraj, and today we'll be talking about pleasure versus happiness. I mean, from my experience, I learned that there is nothing worse than in life is pleasure. There is nothing, I mean literally, because I have noticed that people who seek only pleasure and they just want to have fun and they just waste their time, their energy on activities or stuff that only gets them or generates pleasure into their life. I have never seen anyone is becoming as successful by chasing pleasure or being happy or grateful in her or his life. Because we all know that pleasure is just a temporary sensational feelings. It just makes you happy or excited or enthusiastic just for a short amount of time. And then just it suddenly fades away. It just disappears and you end up being miserable. You feel boring. I mean, your body produces dopamine, and then when you don't get any dopamine produced in your body, then you're just constantly seeking for more pleasure, for more repeating bad habits, for doing the same activities that doesn't add any happiness or joy in your life. So you end up just chasing pleasure in your life. I mean, basically, you don't live your life normally. You don't live your life healthy or happily. You're just chasing pleasure. I mean, pleasure can be represented as like girls thing, like chasing girls or going to the disco or bars or restaurants, eating fast food that takes energy from your body, food that doesn't make you healthier or like grateful in your life. I mean, you constantly go to places that doesn't has any meaning in life. Places like restaurants or a bar or fast foods or disco, places that always added more miserable life, more boring in your life. And many people, the problem is many people, they are not aware of it. They just think it just makes them more pleasurable and it just increases the dopamine in their body and they feel good at the moment. And they just constantly visit these places and doing the same activities, meeting the same people. And these people, you always look at them, they are always the same. They have the same bad habits and they are not progressing in their life. They don't even succeed in their family when they try to create a happy, healthy family. You see them mostly there arguing or not getting along with their family, with their children, with their wives. They experience a lot of problems in their health, in their psychology, in their lifestyle. They don't succeed at work. They go to work, they're less energetic, less active, feeling boring, and they can't even function pretty well so they can do their job. Because they're only constantly, always, every day, seeking pleasure. I want more girls. I want to sleep with her. I want drinking more beer. I want to be drunk. I want more alcohol. I want to dance. I just want to do these activities because like they feel like they're out of control. They can't live a normal life. They can't focus on their tasks, on their businesses, on their work, on their family, on their happiness, on their health. They just chase so damn often only pleasure, pleasure. Like anything gets them pleasure, they go and find it and they figure out a way to find it. So that's why, my friends, I really recommend you guys to be aware, to realize that you only live one life, and life, we all know life is very short. You either live happily, transformed, healthy, and feeling grateful to have your beautiful, your wonderful family, or feeling grateful for the work, for the effort, for the energy that you spent on your tasks, on your business, on your studies, on your fitness or your healthcare. So you need to be aware of the direction that you're taking in your life, the track that you're following in your life. Because if you're just following a track or a path that is full of pleasure, I promise you, my friend, you will not experience the grateful, the successful, the happy life that you wish. You will just end up looping, repeating the same habits. You're living with the same personality, doing the same activities all the time, every day. And at the end of year, you will look at yourself, at your life. You will ask yourself, what did I achieve in this year? What have I done for my community, for my friends, for my family, for particularly for myself? What have I done? Did I take a good path where it's free of pleasure, where I could focus on my health, on my life, on my family? You ask yourself these questions, and then you will find out you're being even more miserable because the year passed away and you didn't do what you're supposed to do. You just ended up following pleasure, pleasure, pleasure until at the end of the year. And then you will look at other people are succeeding in their businesses. They're succeeding at the school, in their tasks, in their studies, in their happiness, in their sport. They're succeeding. They're winning cups in sport. They are getting a wonderful job that makes them happy and grateful to have the job to support their family and their children. You will see people are becoming more healthier because they worked hard. They avoid all the damn pleasure resources from their life, and they made the decision that they will make a big transformation in their life. So at the end of the year, they're feeling very grateful and happy for their life. So I highly recommend you guys to take this on consideration, to sit with yourself just at least for five or 10 minutes and ask yourself, or make a list, why am I the same person all the time, every day? Why am I not moving forward? You need to cut off all the pleasurable resources from your life. Anything that gets you more pleasure, you need to cut it off or avoid it. Instead, switch or change every activity, everything that generates pleasure to you. You need to change it or switch it to happiness. Always ask yourself, I want to be happy. I want to be grateful. I want to be successful. I want to be number one. I want to do my best. I want to be number one at work, in my business, in the community, in the sport. Always seek to be number one.